Chapter 37, in which the rebel's trick fails, yet works. Luke was right, listener. Vader is on that ship. He has followed the Emperor's orders and flown out to the Star Destroyer. Frustrated and restless, he paces back and forth in front of the viewports, accomplishing nothing but scaring the many navigators, flight controllers, petty officers, and other Imperial crewmen. Admiral Piette, commander of the command ship, really wishes Vader would go elsewhere. But of course, he will never say so, and he even tries not to think so. He has heard rumors that Vader can read minds. Nothing could be of less interest to Vader than the Admiral's mind. He is barely aware of Piette or of any of the crew. His mind is searching, probing, trying to reach out across the galaxy and find his son. And then, suddenly, it does. And Luke isn't on the other side of the galaxy. He's right here. Vader turns to the viewport and sees nothing of interest, just another shuttle flitting by. But his mind sees so much more than his eyes. And he knows that Luke is there, on that shuttle. He turns, and in just a few strides is towering over Piette.
Where is that shuttle going?
Piette presses a button and speaks into a comlink. Shuttle Tidarium, what is your cargo and destination?
Parts and technical crew for the Forest Moon.
Do they have code clearance?
Demands Vader. Piette doesn't know, so he gestures to the flight controller, who always prayed he would never have to speak to Vader.
It's an older code, sir, but it checks out, he reports. I was about to clear them.
The controller braces himself. He knows what his fate might be if this is the wrong answer. But Vader gives no response. The tension has spread to the other flight controllers. Everyone pretends to work, but really just waits to see if their comrade, and maybe even their admiral, is going to die over this seemingly routine shuttle landing. Finally, Piette can bear it no longer.
Shall I hold them? He suggests.
No. Leave them to me. I will deal with them myself.
As you wish, my lord, says Piette. Carry on, control.
Vader stomps away, and everyone on the bridge relaxes. They have absolutely no idea what got Vader so agitated, and in fact, they never will find out. But at least he is gone, and they're still breathing.